Background by Bill Lyons, with Nigel Hawthorne as Detective Chief Superintendent Fraser and Douglas Livingstone as Detective Inspector Jimmy Vogel.
You'd like to be down there, wouldn't you?
What, me? You must be joking. Leave it to the wooden tops. I'm paid to use my head now, and I'll get it kicked in.
Well, I wish you'd stop fidgeting and settle to something, then.
Anything on the telly?
Play school? Mm. Probably a repeat, anyway.
I could clean out the garage.
Well, it needs it. As long as you finish the job.
You what?
I know you, Jimmy. You'll pile up everything outside so we can't get the car in or out. Then you'll find it's time you were on duty and I'll be left to sort it out.
Yeah, I suppose it is a bit late to start now. I've made the right decision, haven't I?
It's up to you.
I'm asking your opinion. That's the way it ought to be. Husbands and wives discuss things. I take notice of what you say.
Well, I say, you've got to make your own mind up.
It does affect you, too.
You've been a Jack as long as I can remember. I'm used to it. I'm used to the bother it causes, too. Doesn't mean I like it, but I've learned to live with it. Maybe things would be better if you put your papers in, and maybe they wouldn't. Either way, I don't want to get the blame for making the decision.
Yeah, okay.
And today's story is Dunker and the Magic Truck by Pamela Peabody.
Oh, great.
Once upon a time, there was a bright red truck, and it had magic wheels.
Hey! Hey! Oh, now, Charles,
what is happening?
Oh, good, Mike. Just put my foot down. They'll soon move out of the way.
Go on, Daddy.
Just turn round. It's not worth intimidating them.
Clear out of the way. Something bothering you, Squire?
Look, I don't care what all this is about. If you yobs want to kill each other, that's your business. But could you do it on the pavement and leave the roads free for the motorists?
You want to be careful who you're calling a yob, Squire.
Yeah, if I was in a nice, shiny new car like that, I'd be worried about yobs damaging it.
I told you I want nothing to do with your battles. I just want to get to the other side of town.
Well, if I were you, I'd go back the way you came and take the bypass.
And add 6 miles to the journey, no thanks. This is a public road and I'm going to use it.
Then you'll have to go first, Sunshine.
If that's the way you want it.
Oh, my God! Are you all right, Charles?
Yeah,
you could have killed him! Don't go out there, darling!
I'm not scared of them.
I told you to go back and take the bypass. Now look what's happened.
Just what do you kids think you're writing about? Jobs, is it? I run Ornum Fabrics. If I pulled out of this area, there'd be another 200 jobs down the drain.
Look, mate, you might not have noticed, but there's all hell breaking loose around here. If you want a law and order discussion, take it to the Women's Institute. If you want your car and your family in one piece, then turn round and get out quick.
Interrupted anything, have I?
Only play school. We'll never know what happened to Dunker and the magic truck now.
Life is full of little disappointments.
Would you like some tea, Mr. Fraser, or coffee, maybe?
Well, tea would be most acceptable. Thank you.
I'll go make it.
Well, do you mind if I help yourself? I expect you know why I'm here.
You need a squash partner for the weekend. No, a bouncer for the ACC's bridge party.
We can't afford to lose you, Jimmy.
Rubbish.
I mean it.
I'm just part of a team. You're always telling us that. None of us is indispensable. Not even you.
You should have come to see me first.
Hey?
Talked it over. You owe me that much, at least.
It wouldn't have made any difference.
I don't think you really thought this through properly.
I have. And I'm still going.
Right.
It's not your fault, Mr. Fraser. You're the ideal chief super. You know your job, you know your men, you know how to handle them. That's why you're here now.
That's more than that, Jimmy.
Maybe.
Don't make me out to be some desk-bound old idiot going through the motions. I understand how you feel.
Do you? That's more than I do.
What?
I'm 42.
Mm?
Either all my trousers have shrunk or I'm beginning to get a bit of a beer gut. I'm slower off the mark than I was. And that doesn't bother me either.
Well, it just means you need a holiday, that's all. You don't give up a career for that.
Except I've got this vague feeling at the back of my mind that I haven't done it.
Done what?
whatever it was I was going to do when I was 18. And quicker off the mark than you'll ever be.
Cards on the table, Tom.
If you like.
You leave the force now or at 55. You're never going to get above inspector.
Oh, I know that. And the summer's written I shouldn't have got that far.
You're a bloody good inspector, and you know that, too.
Maybe there's more to life.
You're not the only one who's had disappointments, you know.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. Now you've done your Angela Rippon course, you're bound to make chief constable. Just a matter of time.
Television training is part of the new police force, Jimmy. We may not like it, but we've got to live with it. 90% of my job these days seems to be making sure no one treads on anyone's toes.
Then maybe you should be putting in your papers, too.
You'd still be a jack even if you do leave. You wouldn't last 10 minutes in some corkscrew security firm.
Ah, that's just a start. There's other jobs.
Not for you. You don't even know how often I've smoothed things over when you put your foot in it. I've carried the can for you, Jimmy, more than once. All right. Now, I did it because you're the best thief catcher I've got. Now, I'm not going to stand by now and watch you chuck it just because you started the male menopause.
Easy tea.
Yes. Thank you very much. Lovely, lovely. You'll be itching to come back within 3 months. But then you might find yourself on traffic. Oh, yeah. There's plenty who'd like to see that, you know. And I might not have the muscle to stop them.
Well, I still don't think we should have backed down. We'll be half an hour late now.
We wouldn't have got there at all the other way.
Are you looking at the map? I'm sure I've got to take one of these turnings here.
You keep following the one way. It's the only way you can go.
So, it's down Archer Lane, then.
That's right, dear.
Oh, that is the limit!
It looks like there's been an accident.
Well, that's no accident. It's those yobs again. They've overturned a milk float.
Well, do you think we can get by?
We might, if we were on bikes.
Can we push it more onto the pavement? It can't weigh that much.
I think we ought to report it to the police.
And waste another half hour waiting for some bored copper who doesn't want to know? Now, Tim's right. Let's shift it and get on.
I really don't think we should touch it, Charles.
Don't be so silly.
Right, now he's so
crazy. No, Timmy. No. Timmy!
Wondered how long it will be before you popped your head round the door.
Well, I'm just delighted you saw sense at last.
Oh, yeah.
But there's an official reason for my visit, too. Aftermath of yesterday's riots.
Hey, you're not putting me on nicked televisions and broken windows, are you? I didn't stay on for that.
That's a bit more serious. Sounds like a kidnap.
There was nothing on the news.
By agreement. We don't know exactly what we're dealing with. It could be straight villainy for cash, but there's been no demand. It could be a political gesture, the parents of big local employers, or it could be some sort of grudge. Anyway, it'll need careful handling.
Sounds more your scene than mine.
You know those streets better than anyone, Jimmy. You were brought up in them.
Well, they might be anywhere by now, out of the country even.
No, I doubt it. There was the biggest police presence ever in the area last night. They'd have to be pretty cool to get through that. Now, you'll need to liaise with the local force. I spoke to Inspector Gardner at Mission Street.
Pete Gardner? Mm. I thought he'd have retired by now.
Oh, you know him, do you?
From years back. He told me I'd never make a policeman. You sure you don't want to send someone else?
Well, do you want me to?
No. I think I'm going to enjoy this.
You're parked in my place.
Ha! What a greeting after 16 years.
I've been parking there longer than that, and you know it. Well, I suppose I should have expected it when I heard they were sending you. You were an ill-mannered slob when you left, and I don't suppose you've changed much.
Wrong about me never making it as a policeman, though, weren't you?
What do you mean? You're on crime squad. I don't count them as policemen.
At least we get up early enough in the morning to get the best parking places.
I got a lad on my team wants to get on crime squad. I keep telling him it's just for kids who never get tired of playing cowboys and Indians.
But he won't listen. Yeah. I've been told to liaise with you, Pete. I've been told you're going to give me full cooperation.
You'll get what you're entitled to. You know me. I played by the book. Always have, always will.
You never played cowboys and Indians, though, did you? Rule books and filing cabinets, more like.
You're entitled to cooperation and you'll get it. But don't expect us to be grateful as well. We've seen it all before. You get my lads to do all the legwork and then depart in a blaze of glory when we've solved it for you.
At least you'll be sure of getting your parking place again, then.
I'll be sure of that tomorrow. Because if I find your car in it again, I'll have it towed away. Cooperation or no cooperation.
We have been over all this before.
Several times. Still, if it's going to get Timmy back...
Quite, Mrs. Ornham.
Makes me sick, you know.
What?
Now, these kids, they don't know they're born. They see someone in a nice car, and it brings out all the envy, all the greed. I work for what I've got.
So you'd say it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, not premeditated.
What?
And I thought that that was what you were implying, the riot going on. They saw you in your Rolls Royce, an establishment figure.
I didn't even have a bike when I was their age.
No, quite. It seems a bit convenient, shall we say, to be haphazard. The milk float being turned over, you having to stop in that particular narrow stretch of road. Sounds like planning, to me.
Maybe. I don't know. I told you, I don't understand kids. If they're bright enough to plan something like that, why don't they get themselves a job? Start a business up? Well, it's not impossible even now.
I think the superintendent just wants us to tell him what happened, darling.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Ornham. Perhaps if we could stick to the facts.
If you like. They're exactly the same as when I told your constable and he wrote it all down.
Yes, yes, of course. But you might remember something new.
Well, it all happened very quickly.
Yes. Did they say anything to each other when they grabbed Timothy?
Maybe. I don't know.
You could have heard something. You know, a name, maybe. Think.
Stu.
You what?
One of them said, "Watch the alley, Stu." I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
It's not much to go on, though, is it?
Well,
Okay, Masterminder, what do we do now?
We take our time. Ornham's going to be getting really panicky by now, and the more worried he gets, the more likely he is to pay up.
He's probably down the police station now. The streets will be knee-deep in coppers.
So what? There's nothing to connect us.
You hope?
I'm telling you, I've got it all worked out. None of us has got a record. None of us is political. None of us has got a grudge against the family. We don't have to take another risk until we collect the money.
We have to ask for it first.
Well, that's no worry either. I've got the message timed and ready. And they'll be tracing calls, but 90 seconds won't give them long enough to find anything.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Why not?
Well, because it might get us locked away for about 8 years. That's why not.
They've got to catch us first, Sunshine. It's about time one of you went and had a look at little Lord Fauntleroy. Doesn't strike me as the heroic type, but you never know.
I'll go.
Go on, him. Don't forget to put your mask on, Stu.
Oh, my God, this place has changed. It used to be a decent pub when I was in Mission Street.
What's wrong with it now, sir?
Just about everything. Barmaid looks like a mother superior. The beer's lousy. You can't hear yourself think about that jukebox and these infernal space invader machines.
Ah, you get used to them, sir.
I don't want to get used to them. They're not civilised. Now then, DC, what's your first name anyway?
Eric, sir.
Okay, Eric. What do you want to get on crime squad for?
There's nothing wrong with being ambitious, is there, sir?
I mean, you can't be cured by experience now. Inspector Gardner says you're bloody useless.
But what?
It's all right. He said the same about me. The only thing in your favour so far.
Thanks.
Yeah, get another round in, will you? Same again, I'll give you the money.
Shouldn't we be getting back to the office, sir?
What?
Well, we left before one, sir. It's nearly 2:15.
Oh, shock, horror, amazement. What are we going to do in the office, old son?
Well, we...
Forget it. I'll tell you what we're doing. Your mate, Charlton, is going to sit at Mission Road waiting for the ransom demand to come in. If it ever does. If that happens, all hell will break loose. Meantime, we're going to do a bit of visiting. After we've had another drink, of course.
Who are we visiting, sir?
Jobs, commies, community leaders. Anyone who got nicked on that riot.
And you think they'll be able to give us a lead?
Don't know. You got any better ideas?
Hello? Double 935.
Mr. Ornham?
Yes. Who is That doesn't matter, and don't bother to say anything. All you've got to do is listen. We got your son. You probably want proof of that. It's all right, we're not going to cut off his ear and send it to you. Nothing dramatic. I've been chatting to the lad. Seems sensible enough. He doesn't want to get hurt, and I'm sure you don't want him to either. He mentioned it's his gran's birthday next week. I'll say congratulations from me and the lads. Anyway, he's got a little perfume set. Talc, eau de cologne and soap. It's in the top drawer of his wardrobe. Not likely we'd know that without him, is it?
Supposing I believe you.
Then I expect you want him back. Of course, you realise it will cost you 100,000 in old notes. And none of your marked stuff either, because if you try and put one over on me, sunshine, your boy's dead.
I can't raise that kind of money.
Then start having a whip round at your factory, because I won't take any less. Now, delivery. I'm not a fool. I realise you're going to have the old bill all round you, ready to pick me up at the first chance. Well, once again, I wouldn't recommend it. The pick-up point will be a long way from your lad. If my mates don't get a pre-arranged series of signals, he's dead. If everything's okay, we let him go after 12 hours.
How do I know you won't just take the money and then come back for more?
If I wanted more, I'd ask for it now. I want to get things over as much as you do, Squire. Queen's Park Rangers are playing at home on Tuesday night. You get yourself up to London and get seats booked. Stand A. You'll be taking the money with you in a supermarket carrier bag. You'll get further instructions there, okay? You'll be hearing from me.
What do you reckon? Seems pretty cool. He's taking his time making the demand. He's taking his time fixing the handover. If he's an amateur, he's a good one. What did the experts make of him?
Oh, not much more than you or I would have done. Probably born and bred in the home counties. Lived in London for a while. 18 to 23 years old.
Size 10 shoes.
A little limp.
Smart boy, though. If we descended on QPR in force, he's bound to notice. It will double the crowd.
Well, I've had a word with Scotland Yard.
Hanging out the welcome mat, are they?
Mm-hmm. Not exactly, no.
You surprise me. How's Ornham taking it?
He's nervous. Doesn't want to take any risks, only to be expected, I suppose.
I don't know. With his background, I thought he might have wanted to tough it out.
Well, if it was his wife, he might. No, the lad's different. He's his life. He's going to inherit the business, the name, the lot. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
What?
How people want to live their lives through their kids. Ornham can make money, but he can't make him what he wants to be.
What's that?
Your 18-carat acceptable at Ascot gentleman. So, he sends his kid to an expensive school, with the result that he'll probably grow up despising his dad for using the wrong knife at dinner.
The way things are, he might not grow up at all.
We're going to get these jokers, Jimmy. You'll see to that,
I'll do my best, sir.
We'll have to get them. If we don't start getting results soon, then someone will be put in over our heads.
Eh?
It's a dodgy business, kidnapping. Never been much of it in this country. Don't want it to get like the Italians.
Ah, no chance. Different temperament, your eye, Ty.
Well, it's still something that worries a lot of people. Important people.
Oh, yeah.
Scene one, boy recovered. Kidnappers caught and sentenced. No money lost, everyone happy.
Except the kidnappers.
Scene two, boy killed. Kidnappers caught. Bit of mud thrown over police handling, but murder charge and life sentence. Discourage copycat cases.
Scene three, kidnappers get money. Doesn't matter whether the boy's alive or dead, because we've got another half dozen cases before the end of the year. I get the picture.
I'm glad to hear it. Whatever our personal feelings may be, the priority is to nail the bastards to the floor.
There's a lot of police in the area.
What do you expect? It was a riot here last week. They're showing a flag.
Maybe they're looking for us.
Don't kid yourself, sunshine. You're no one special. Why should they be interested in you?
They'll be interested in him next door, though, won't they?
Well, I hope so, otherwise he won't be worth much. I turn that thing off. What'd you get at the shop? I'm starving.
Tin stuff, mainly. And some biscuits. There's enough for 3 or 4 days.
We could be here longer than that.
Why? I thought you were getting the money on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that depends.
On what?
How safe it looks.
For God's sake, this place is giving me the creeps already, Chaz. Every time I hear someone walk past, I think it's the law.
I told you, there's no reason they should suspect you or this house.
Yeah, you told me. Won't help me much if I get 8 years in a nick, though, will it?
You won't.
Look at the crime figures. It's only a mug's game if you're a mug to start with. Every job you do, the more chance you've got of getting caught. The more they know, the more they watch. For a one-off, the odds are in your favour. That's why that one-off has to be worthwhile. The only job you ever need to do. I've waited for this chance, and when the chance came, I grabbed it. So I'm not going to waste it now. How is it?
Asking a lot of questions.
Well, don't give him any answers.
I'm not that stupid. Anyway, it must be time for one of you to sit with him by now. I've done 4 hours.
I'll go.
Hang on a minute.
What?
Your dad had to work years to make what you'll get for every day you're in here. Just do what you're told, and you won't have to work again, okay?
Okay.
Chuck us over a packet of them chocolate biscuits.
I bet it's a while since you've done this, sir.
Why?
Sat in the crime car on watch.
I'm not glued to my desk yet, Jimmy.
Okay, don't get off me. You just don't seem to have had much time for anything but courses and conferences lately.
Well, it's not my choice, is it?
I'm sure. Wine gum?
Huh?
Wine gum.
Thank you. Yeah, things creep up on you, you know.
Hey?
Yeah, life.
Oh, that.
I wasn't born a chief super. I came up through the ranks, same as you. I've been on the wrong end of a sawn-off shotgun, too. Maybe it was a long time ago, but it's not something you forget.
All right, sir. Sorry I spoke.
Oh, not just you, is it? I know what the men think of me.
With respect, sir, don't start getting paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
We all think you're good at your job. One of the best, take my word for it.
Best at what, though? Dealing with them upstairs. Oiling the wheels.
So what do you want to do? Prove you can get a bloody nose like the rest of us?
Oh, I've had my share of them, too. You know the difference between us, Jimmy? You work by instinct, and I've got my brain. You get hold of the smell of a case, and you won't let go. Me, I plan things out, every detail. When I was a beat copper, I knew exactly where I was going. I planned every move in my career. I found a piece of paper at the back of my desk the other day. It was all there, every promotion, expected dates, the lot. For years, I was ahead of schedule, but by now, I should be assistant chief constable, and I'm not.
Any time, yes, sir.
For what? I don't even know if I want it anymore. And I don't know if I'm saying that, because I know I'm not going to make it. No, I have to come out tonight, because you're right. I've been ducking away from the sharp end of things. I need to know if I can make those split-second decisions when they actually count.
Everyone's in position, sir.
Thank you, DC Young. Here we go then, sir. Time for the first split-second decision.
What?
Black currant or lime?
Oh, delicious.
Buona Rosette.
Eh?
Come on, enjoy yourself. I reckon we're going to see a few goals tonight. It'll be a good game.
It's all a bloody game to you.
Oh, no, mate. It's deadly serious. But then, as Terry Venables will tell you, the preparation's been right, so I'm quietly confident.
Come on.
Ornham's car has arrived, sir. Traffic have managed to park him where you suggested.
Anyone made contact?
Don't think so, sir. He stopped by a programme, gave the exact money, said nothing. The programme seller's worked here about 30 years anyway.
Was there a queue?
Yes, he didn't speak to any of them either, and no one went near the bag. He's waiting at the ticket holder's entrance now. DC Peters is right behind him, and Charlton's on the turnstile.
Okay, thanks, sir.
I'd say by the shouting, the team's out on the pitch now, sir.
We're not here to watch the football, Young.
No, sir.
Paper had it down as a banker home.
You what?
3-0. Don't see it like that myself. Do you want some coffee?
Well,
I've got a flask. Always come prepared for a job like this. Coffee, sandwiches.
Of course.
I enjoy them, really.
I thought you were fed up with police work.
Ah, desk work. Yes, leg work. Yes, file indefinitely. Court appearances with bells on. But not this. I've always enjoyed this.
Well, some people would say this was the most boring of all, sitting about in cars.
But they don't know what it's about. Instinct, you called it. I call it news.
Mm.
I try to put myself in Milano's shoes. What would I do if I were him?
And what's the answer?
I'm not sure. I don't know him well enough yet. If he's just a yob, he'll jump in feet first and we've got him.
Well, let's hope that's what he is, then.
Trouble is, I've got a sneaking suspicion he's a bit smarter than that.
Reasons?
I haven't got any, really. Except instinct. Nose.
And if you're right...
They've kicked off, sir. And we still had no one make a contact. A bloke went up to him a few minutes back, but he was just to ask about team changes.
Any score?
No. Rangers are all over him.
This bloke, you're sure he didn't make contact?
Quite sure. The bag's still intact, and there's been no signal from Hornham.
Right, thanks, Jan. Keep your eyes open.
Will do, sir.
If I am right, we could be in for a very long wait.
Blimey, what's this lot?
Local police band. Now, you might think they're half-time entertainment, but they're really secret agents. They got blow darts in them tubers, knock you out at 20 paces.
Shut up, will you?
Well, they've been practising all week. You know how stupid coppers are. Half a dozen sucked instead of blue. They ain't come round yet.
Quit the gags, Chad. I'm getting edgy. It's got to be time we made a move.
Yeah, you're right. If we don't get some hot dogs soon, we'll miss the second half kick-off.
Blimey.
Well, they're starting to come out now. Is it all over?
By my watch, we're in injury time.
Right. Is he young?
Still nothing, sir.
And he's leaving it late. Makes sense, I suppose. 20,000 people pushing their way through the streets. Easy to get lost among them.
That's the final whistle, sir. I reckon they were lucky to get a win, too.
What about Ornham?
Difficult to see him now, sir. Everyone's standing up. Hang on. There's someone with him. He's handing over the bag.
We're in business, Jimmy.
Peters is with the suspect, sir. Do we stick with Ornham as well?
You bet. Three men on each. We don't want them lost in the crowd. Maybe he is just a yob after all.
Don't count on it, sir.
They're moving towards the Loftus Road exit. Peters is still with him.
Suggestion, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy.
Get a couple of motorcycle lads round that side of the ground. You won't get through this crowd on four wheels, but you might on two.
Yeah.
Our man will have worked that out on all if he's got any sense.
Right. Do you see Young?
Sir, I heard that. They're already in waiting.
Well done, lad.
Just trying to show a bit of initiative, sir.
What a pass. Oh, I really thought we'd got them. He probably wasn't within 20 miles of the place.
No, no, sir. He was there.
Uh-huh. You reckon?
I know it. We thought we were watching him, but he was watching us.
I don't understand. What about that young man, the one who took the bag? He must have been involved.
He was a student.
Put an ad in his local paper, said he wanted part-time work. Got his instructions over the phone, paid in cash, clean envelope, no prints. When my laddo knew we had the place covered, he pulled out. Oh, I'd love to have seen her face.
What?
The girl in the Oxfam shop. The lad was only following instructions. I've got a small donation for you, he says, and plonks your carrier bag down on the counter. Look on her face when she found it was stuffed with fivers was enough to tell DC Peters we'd been had for mugs.
You seem to be taking all this very lightly, Inspector. Maybe you've forgotten that your bungling may have cost my boy his life.
Oh, no, sir. That's one thing it most certainly hasn't done. My laddo knows what he's doing. I'm sure of that now. So he also knows that your boy is his meal ticket.
I hope you're right.
You can count on it.
Meanwhile, Mr. Ornham, all we can do is wait for the next time.
Huh? I don't know what you're looking so smug about. You've blown it.
You're joking. We've still got the boy. We haven't been arrested.
Big deal. We've got nothing to show for it.
Everything comes to him who waits.
Including 10 years in Nick.
Hang on a minute, though, Rick. There's no point you going on at Chaz unless you've got a better idea.
Him? He hasn't got any ideas. He's too busy doing press-ups and shifting weights. Built lovely. Muscles right up to his brain.
Yeah, I might just use some of them to knock your teeth out.
Oh, just the sort of subtle approach we're looking for. Come on then, Einstein. Let's hear your master plan.
Well, I think we want to get the money and get out as quickly as we can. The longer we hang about, the more chance we'll get caught.
You might be right, Chaz. Trouble is, we can't get near Ornham's money with all the police around it.
So, we've got to frighten them off.
How do we do that?
Simple, like you read about. We phone him and tell him. Any more mucking around with the law and we chop off one of Sonny's fingers and put it in the post. Next time, it's his old hand.
Have you gone barmy? We're not the Mafia. Yeah, Rick. I don't want to get mixed up in that sort of thing.
We don't have to do anything, not really. Ornham won't risk his little precious getting hurt. He'll cough up double quick and he'll make sure there's no trouble. It'll be over in a few hours.
What do you reckon, Chaz?
You wanted to see me, Pete?
Yes, if you can spare the time from your important investigations.
I can see by that smug look on your chops that you found something.
We also, sir, will only fill in forms.
Do I have to go down on my knees, polish your car, or are you just going to tell me? In the spirit of cooperation, of course.
Bit of a fiasco, that football ground job. Be a few questions asked about that, eh? Expensive use of vehicles and manpower, and nothing to show at the end of it.
You'd have handled it differently, would you, Pete?
I'm surprised you ask. People like me don't plan operations like that. After all, I've only been in the force since you were a nipper. What would I know about it?
Have you got something for me, or haven't you?
Well, to my simple, untrained eye, I seem to have, yes. But I'll wait for your expert opinion.
Oh, for God's sake, spit it out! I don't want to spend the rest of the morning sparring.
Well, the lad's Ornum had his little dust-up with. The reason he had to turn his car around in the first place, if you remember...
You got him.
They were done for breach of the peace this morning. Nothing too serious, really, but they were giving my lads a lot of lip. Now, there's those that say, understand them, listen to their problems. But they only take that as weakness. I tell my lads, nick 'em, charge 'em. And they'll maybe think twice about it next time. If you don't get lumbered with some do-gooder magistrate, that is.
Fascinating as your philosophy of life may be, it's not what I came for.
No. Always in a rush, aren't you, Jimmy? You never did have time to learn anything.
Just tell me where I can get my hands on these jokers, eh?
They're in the detention room downstairs. I thought you might want to talk to them. So I had them brought in.
Great.
Jimmy, haven't you forgotten something?
Eh? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Good afternoon, sir.
Here. Where's the others?
Under rage, sir. We're getting the parents round.
Trouble?
Sounds like it. Middle class mafia.
I know my rates, eh?
Yeah.
How come this one didn't get in on the act? Don't his folks care?
Hasn't mentioned them. Could be because he's 22. Old enough to look after himself, he says.
Any previous?
Clean.
Which just means we haven't caught him before. Student, is he?
Oh, yes, sir. Economics.
Mark him down as the ringleader, then, sir.
Eh?
Well, the other two being underage. You being older. Brainier. I expect their parents to be glad to see you lumbered with the responsibility.
Am I supposed to be scared?
Depends how stupid you are.
Not that stupid. What am I going to get for breach of the peace? This isn't Iran, you know. They don't stone you to death.
Could be a bit more than breach of the peace, old son.
No way.
Mixed up with that Empire Reborn riot, were you?
I was in the counter-demonstrations.
Oh, I see.
I hate fascists, official and unofficial.
So you were just out to clean up the streets for the rest of us?
Something like that.
Well, that's a relief. When you get hit on the head with a brick, it's always nice to know it's been thrown by one of the good guys. That's what our lads always say, isn't it, young?
Yes, sir, if they regain consciousness.
I didn't throw any bricks.
Not today, maybe.
Trying to pin something else on me now?
No need. One of your mates already has. Back in the big riot, you had a few words with Mr. Ornum.
Who's he?
Drives a Rolls Royce.
So?
Remember him?
Maybe.
Like I said, you had a row with the gentleman, and you suggested he took another route. Ended up with his son getting kidnapped. Kidnapping, that's a serious charge. Attempted murder, that's even worse.
Giving someone street directions isn't an offence yet, though, is it?
Try an experiment, shall we? I'll put you on an ID, and if Ornum picks you out, I'll risk opposing bail. See what the beak thinks. Know how long you could sit in the nick waiting for trial?
3 months, if he's lucky. It could be more.
And someone might mention that he was on remand for an offence involving a 12-year-old boy. That'd liven things up for him. Wouldn't help his studies much, though.
I'll never call policemen pigs again.
No.
No, it's an insult to a useful animal.
Right. Let's get down to it, shall we? There's two possibilities. Either you were part of the kidnapping set-up, or there was someone around who took advantage of the situation.
I didn't have anything to do with it, honestly. But I don't suppose facts make any difference to you.
You're not going anywhere till I've finished, okay? Now, I know you aren't in on the kidnap. Even you couldn't be stupid enough to get nicked on a duck charge like this when you're sitting on a gold mine.
Then why can't I go?
I want some names. You know who was on that riot.
Drop dead.
Look, I'm not interested in minor charges. Just the kidnapping. If you go all strong and silent on me, I'll nail you to the floor. I want names and addresses.
You quiet tonight, Eric?
A bit hard on that lad, weren't you, sir?
You ain't seen nothing yet, son. It's not like in your Observer on Sunday, you know. Look at the crime figures. There's a bloody war going on out there, and we're losing. That kid won't want to see the inside of a nick again, so I've done him a favour.
Yes, sir.
I did him a favour, and I got my names, but you're still not convinced.
It is like Inspector Gardner says, sir. Effective policing should be based on the respect of
Inspector
the public.
Inspector Gardner wouldn't recognise the respect of the public if it got up and bit him. He's living 20 years back. When I was on the beat, we did road safety chats in schools. The kids used to open and shut the doors for you. They'd stand up when you went in the room. "Good morning, sir," they'd all say. Like they've been rehearsing it all week. Nowadays, you go into a school, you see the door open, you duck out of the way before the little sods trample you underfoot.
Yes, sir.
I don't say I like it. That's the way it is. Lads like you, I feel sorry for.
Me?
It's only going to get worse, isn't it? You a marksman?
Yes, sir. I'm in a club as well. I practice every weekend.
Yeah, well, you won't need to sign for them soon. They'll be carrying them on traffic.
Personally, I don't agree with policemen being armed. Well, except in special circumstances.
I didn't say I agreed with it, old son, but it's coming. Along with a water cannon and the CS gas.
Not here.
It's coming.
No.
Think about it. Now, what does it take to shock you now? I mean, really shock. Bombs in Oxford Street? We've had them. That's not a shock anymore. Minister blown to bits, maybe. We've had that too, and a few more to come. Villains, kitted out like a commando corps.
Oh,
then. They could be out there tonight, and you know it.
Okay, it happens, but it's not as bad as you're making out. Not all the time.
Not yet, maybe. But it's going that way, and I'm not playing Dixon or Doc Green just so Pete Gardner can pretend different. I'm here to nail villains best way I can, same as I always have been.
Hello?
Ornum.
How did you know where to find me?
I make it my business to know your movements, Mr. Ornum. I realise your phone's bugged at home, but I thought the police might not have got round to your club yet. Still, better make it quick. I expect there'll be some nosy switchboard operator listening in. We weren't pleased about you bringing the police along last time. In fact, some of my colleagues had some very nasty reprisals planned. I persuaded them that you were just misguided, and they've agreed that the boy shouldn't be armed as long as you pay an extra 50,000.
But I can't...
No buts. £150,000. All old notes. We'll tell you where and when. In the meantime, we'll be watching you. If you tell the police we've been in touch, the deal's off, and I'm not responsible for what my colleagues do to your boy. Goodbye, Mr. Ornum.
Hang on a minute, no.
Homework?
Not exactly.
What then?
Just some research I think I ought to do.
For college?
Yes.
Well, then it's homework.
Why do you always have to make me feel like I'm still in the third form? I'm doing it because I want to.
Sorry. How's your mother been today?
You're not very popular.
Well, I couldn't help being late tonight.
You never can. Besides, you should tell her that, not me.
Bad day?
She wanted to go shopping this morning. Got some bee in her bonnet about needing proper coffee cups. Christ knows what for. Nobody ever comes here for coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, couldn't you ask Mrs. Marlborough to get them?
Mum wanted to pick them herself.
Oh, yes, of course.
We went to Dearmont's in the High Street.
Mm-hmm.
Household is in the basement. You can't get a wheelchair down the escalator. The bloody lift seemed permanently stuck on the top floor. Eventually, a very kind man carried her down the stairs. I think she quite enjoyed the attention. She looked a bit incongruous, though, sat in a garden deck chair in all her coats and mufflers, while we went back for the wheelchair.
Well, never mind. At least you got there in the end. Did she find something she liked?
No.
Do you want a drink?
Go and see Mum first, eh?
Yes. Right. Of course.
Hello, darling. Shopping. Says you're good to go out. You're stuck indoors much too much.
Mind you, I'm not sure I'd have chosen the high street. It's far too crowded. You should take advantage of Sharon while she's on holiday. Get out into the country. Open fields, fresh air.
Well, you don't usually buy coffee cups in a field.
No. But, I was talking about going out generally.
You're very late again.
I'm sorry.
There's something wrong with the tank.
What?
Well, it seemed to be constantly filling up. I could hear it all day.
Well, I expect somebody's left the tap on or something.
Oh, no. I think there's something wrong with it. You should take a look.
Well, I'm not a plumber, am I? Well, besides, you couldn't have heard it all day. You weren't even here. You went shopping.
Just a couple of hours. It was filling up again when we got back.
Well, I'll have a look at it later, shall I?
You don't know how obtrusive noises can be when you're in a house by yourself.
Well, Sharon was here.
She went to see a friend.
Do you like a drink?
No, thank you.
Well, I think I'm going to get one for myself. It's been a difficult day for me. Still, I think we're making progress on this kidnapping, at least.
You'll come back and sit with me, won't you?
Well, yes, darling, of course.
Come on, Rick. It's about time someone else sat with him. I've done my stint.
I'm busy.
He gives me the creeps, that kid. Keeps needling me about the law catching us.
Well, he never gives me any trouble.
Well, why don't you do your weightlifting in there, then, if he doesn't bother you?
Because it's not my turn. Get Chaz to do it.
He's not back yet.
Well, then sort it out yourself. If he gives you any lip, hit him. He won't do it twice.
I don't know.
You can't be scared of a 12-year-old kid. He's tied up. He can't hit your back.
Chaz said not to touch him.
If he told you to jump in a lake, you'd do it. Chaz has got a lot of mouth, but he doesn't know it all. We're all in on this lot. We're all running the same risk. If Chaz wants to be the big boss, he ought to be here, instead of leaving us to do all the work. Where is he, anyway?
Shopping. He should have been back an hour ago. Yeah. You don't think anything could have gone wrong, do you?
Charles Albert McKenzie. Charlie, is it?
My mates call me Chaz, so you can call me Mr. McKenzie.
Thanks.
Is this going to take long?
Busy man, are you?
Got things to do, same as everyone else.
Might take a while. Depends on your answers.
They depend on your questions, don't they?
Tell me about the riot.
Buy a newspaper. That will tell you more than I could.
Not about you. I want to know what you got up to.
I stood about, shouted a bit. You know how riots are. Pretty overrated, I reckon. I got bored and went home in the end.
What about Mr. Ornham?
What about him?
My information is that you were around when he got into an argument. A little while later, his son was kidnapped.
Fancy.
What do you know about it?
Sweet effort.
My information leads
me to... Take some advice. Stop listening to gossip. Want to know what I think?
Not really.
You've got a list of names from some snotty kid with no bottle, and you're pulling this in on the off chance that one of us will sink to his knees and cry, it's a fair cop, Gov, you got me bank to rights. I did it, and I cannot tell a lie.
I've been in the force half my life, and nobody's ever said it's a fair cop to me.
Not even when you verbal them.
Why are you trying to needle me?
Can't you take it?
I've had it from tougher than you, son.
Must be getting old, then.
Did you follow Ornham after the argument?
I don't remember any argument, so I can't answer that.
Who was you with on this riot? Got a mate called Stew, have you?
Stew? It's a recipe, innit? You ought to get yourself a cookbook, Dunstable.
Inspector.
They must be harder.
What about this mate of yours?
Which mate?
This could go on longer than I thought.
It's wasting your time as well as mine, Constable. Chaz has been nicked.
What?
They've taken him down the station, pulled in a whole lot of people for questioning. What are we going to do?
Well, get some money and clear out. Same as I said we should have done all along.
Yeah, but what happens if Chaz tells him about us?
He won't. He's got plenty of bottle.
I reckon we ought to get out of here while we can.
As soon as it's dark. You start packing up, I'll go and have a word with the kid.
Okay, Rick.
Could you untie me for a minute, please? I've got cramp.
Tough, we're moving out. Now, I don't want you getting ideas about trying to attract attention. You'll only get hurt.
Where are you taking me?
No questions, no lies.
Has my father paid the ransom?
Not yet, but he will.
Then what are you moving me for?
I told you, no questions! If you don't stop crying, I'll really hit you. I said shut up!
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I told you to get things packed up.
Yeah, okay. What about the kid?
I'll handle him.
Take it easy, eh?
Of course. He's just got to learn to do what he's told. That's all.
How'd you get on with the kids you brought in, Jimmy?
Yeah, nobody coughed, if that's what you mean, sir.
You holding any of them?
No.
So the whole exercise was a waste of time.
I don't know. A couple of them.
Evidence? Or just the old nose twitching?
Yeah, you know how these sort of interviews go, sir. They've got to be 90% instinct. You look at them, try and fathom out what makes them tick. It's when you find them looking back at you the same way, you start to wonder.
Well, you can't tell these days. Most kids seem to mistrust the police. None of them will do anything to help you.
Maybe.
Jimmy, we suggested the investigation hasn't made a lot of impact yet.
Oh, I get it. They want us to march around knocking on doors with a police band playing.
Public confidence is important, Jimmy. It leads to public cooperation.
That's what they told you on your course, was it, sir?
Don't put your luck, Jimmy. You remember my rank and yours. I'm supposed to be in charge of this investigation, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'll be holding a press conference tomorrow morning.
Well, you don't need me, do you, sir?
Well, you're on the team, aren't you?
There's a couple of things I'd like to follow up.
I'm never going to make you a team man, am I, Jimmy?
I want to crack the case as much as you do, sir.
But you want to do it your own way,
I'd probably only put my foot in it.
Well, we're going to have to risk that. You'll be there with your best bib and tucker on. That's an order. Understood?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Chaz!
Who are you expecting, the Duke of Edinburgh?
We heard you've been nicked.
I did have a short interview with the boys in blue, yeah, but I'm back now.
How come they let you go?
Why shouldn't they? Didn't have anything on me.
Well, what'd they pull you in for, then?
Because they're getting desperate. They're getting nowhere, so they're grabbing anyone they can find who was near that riot. By the look of you two, it nearly worked. It doesn't take much to panic you.
You what?
Lucky I got back when I did.
You can't blame us, Chaz. We didn't know what had happened to you. We'd have been stupid to sit here and wait for the law to come round.
Yeah, okay, let's forget it. Why isn't one of you with the kid? Is he all right?
He'll be all right.
What's happened?
He was making too much noise, trying to attract attention.
You bloody idiot. What the hell's been going on?
I hardly touched him.
Not much. You're a flaming psychopath, you are. Get him untied.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Look, we didn't know what had happened. We thought you'd been arrested.
I've got an old sweater next door. You can wear that while we get these things washed.
Thank you.
Look, don't put it all down to me. He must have been sick because of something he ate. That's right, innit, kid?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, just shut up and get out.
It's the first time he started pulling rank on me.
Well, with respect, sir, he is entitled.
Of course he's entitled. It's just not his usual style.
Yeah. It's a bit of a cold fish, isn't he?
Eh?
Mr. Fraser.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't mix much. He's self-contained.
What makes him tick?
Don't know. Never really thought about it.
It's funny, that. I mean, I'm always playing the amateur psychologist. But I suppose I don't really think of him having a life outside the police.
We all do, sir.
Probably got his knives and forks all neat in filing cabinets and his central heating thermostat plugged into the police computer.
Well, he might be just the opposite at home.
You ever met his wife?
No. Never brings her to any police dues. Never hear him talk about her much either.
Yeah.
His daughter's a bit of a cracker, though. Sergeant Miller saw him in the town once together.
You can't blame him for keeping her under wraps. You know what a handy lot of coppers are.
Blimey.
What?
Over by the door.
Oh, talk of the devil.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Thought I'd find you in here. All sit down, sit down.
Well, I'll need to unwind a bit before I go home. I'll do it for the wife, really. I'd be able to live with otherwise.
Yeah, quite. Best of motives, I'm sure.
Don't often see you in here, though, sir. Not in the evenings.
Well, I thought one wouldn't come amiss tonight, Jimmy. Look, perhaps you'd get them in, would you, DZ Young?
Oh, yes, sir.
Let me see. Scotch for me, and I think that should cover it. Whatever, you know, you're too, Harry.
Right, sir. Anything in it?
Well, I don't want to spoil it now, do we? Thanks.
All set for the press conference, sir?
Yes, I think so. Thanks, Jimmy. We've got the ITN and BBC coming down, too.
Training calls will come in handy, then.
Yes.
Lads will be after you for your autograph. Now you're a star.
Oh, that'll be the day. Look, about tomorrow.
Yeah.
All be over in 20 minutes. Won't stop you following up your leads. I thought perhaps I didn't make that quite clear.
Fair enough, sir.
Need to present a united front, you know?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Will you drink, sir?
Oh, good.
And your change?
Right. Thank you very much.
Yours, Jimmy?
Ta.
Well, here's to crime. Solving it, I mean, of course.
Cheers, sir.
Blimey. You knocked that back quick enough. Want another?
No, I really ought to be getting back. I just wanted to explain about tomorrow.
Go on. It's not after 7 o'clock,
no,
yet.
No, I promised my wife I'd be back early tonight, Jimmy.
Don't tell me you're under her thumb, sir.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, I've been working late most nights recently, and,
That's what a Jack's wife expects, sir. I mean, you've been married long enough. She must know the score.
Well, I
You married, Eric?
No, sir.
More sense, eh?
Yeah, well, I'm engaged.
Get your cards down now, then, lad. Make sure she knows what to expect.
She's on the force herself, actually.
Ah.
She's a sergeant.
What? You mean you're going to end up saluting your old lady?
Well,
do you, sir? Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Now, nonsense. Don't you listen to him, DC Young. He's a terrible old reactionary at heart. Anyway, look, I must be going now.
I can't let you do that, sir. Otherwise, I'll get to think that women are wearing the trousers everywhere these days. Just one more little drink won't do you any harm, eh?
Yeah, well, look, I really... All right, well, you know, quick one, maybe.
I say we get things moving straight away.
It's not as easy as that. It has to be planned properly.
We don't have the time anymore. The police have picked you up once, and we're not even sure that they were satisfied with your answers.
Oh, they wouldn't have let me go otherwise.
Yeah, but you're still known to them now, so Bango's one of the advantages you said we had.
He's right, Chaz. I thought you were on my side.
I was. But the boy is sick. The sooner we get rid of him, the happier I'll be.
So, we're all agreed then. We get the money, and then we get the hell out of here.
Oh, hello, darling. Sorry I'm late. Where's Sharon? Hello.
She was asked to a party. Of course, she wanted to sit with me, but I persuaded her to go because you told me you'd be back early tonight.
Oh, come on. I said I was sorry.
Well, that makes up for it, does it?
Have you eaten?
Sharon made me something before she left. Just a snack, you know, but I don't feel like eating a meal now, not this late.
Well, I'll probably make myself a sandwich then. Do you want anything?
No, thank you. What are you doing?
Well, I've got to make some notes for tomorrow's press conference.
You mean you've come in 3 hours late and you still can't be bothered to talk to me?
Look, this is important.
Thanks.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, it depends how much time you can spare to listen.
Look, I know it's not easy.
You don't know the half of it.
All right, I don't know what it's like to be in a wheelchair, but I can imagine how frustrating it must be to have to rely on other people to do everything for you. You used to be such an active person.
I do try to do things for myself. I know they'll take longer, but that doesn't matter. Time is something I've got plenty of. It's just somehow they always go wrong. I always seem to be dropping things or spilling things.
Well, doctor said you'd have problems like that.
But he didn't tell me how much I'd start resenting you because of them.
What?
I keep thinking, if you hadn't left the toothpaste on the edge of the shelf, I wouldn't have dropped it. If you'd washed up your breakfast things after you, I wouldn't have spilled your half-finished cup of tea. I've started to blame you for everything. Even when I know it's not really your fault, it feels like it is. I never wanted to become so bitter.
Oh, look.
life isn't over, is it? Lots of disabled people do things. Marvellous things.
If you think I'm going to become one of those brave little souls who holds a paintbrush in her mouth or composes romantic novels into a dictaphone, then you really don't know me. There's too much hate in me for that already.
Look, I don't understand. What do you want me to do?
It's here.
Are you going to contact the police?
Nope.
Well, they told us to get in touch with them as soon as we heard anything. Look,
I want Timmy back alive. If I have to pay for that, then I will. I don't want anything going wrong this time.
Don't you think the police might handle it better?
Well, I haven't shown much signs of it so far. I've been in business all my life. I know how to buy and sell. We're in a seller's market. That's where they're asking a steep price. If we pay it, it's all over.
We don't know that.
They just want money, and I'm prepared to give it to them. Once Timmy's home, we'll bring the police in. If they catch him, then, well, that's the icing on the cake. But getting him home is what's important.
Well, that was a fiasco.
Eh?
Your press conference. Best you can hope for is a lot of news. Then they might tuck it away at the bottom of one of the middle pages.
Wasn't that bad.
Pathetic. Wouldn't inspire confidence in a Boy Scout. Still, like I say, you could be lucky. Might be a war breaking out somewhere or an assassination.
I must admit, I was hoping for a bit more out of Fraser. Especially after the course he's been on.
You don't need courses, just a bit of common. Look at D.I. Thurley. No one had to teach him how to deal with reporters.
He was a joke. Always saying, we're expecting major developments in the next few days. And when they asked him if that meant an arrest, he'd tap the side of his nose and say, I'd rather not go any further just now, lads.
The press loved him.
They'd have loved him even better if he'd got results. Harry!
What's up? Oh, D.C. Young. What do you think of your new bosses then, lad?
Oh, I'm learning a lot, thank you, sir.
I'm surprised to hear that, especially after that press conference. Right roasting the chief super took.
Well, you expect that from the press, don't you, sir? They don't know the score. What surprises me is the attitude of some of the people on the force. And after all, they ought to know that catching kidnappers isn't like sticking on parking tickets. Needs a lot of teamwork, eh, sir? Just like you're always on about.
Yeah, I'll leave you to it, then.
Well done, lad. I should have said that.
As long as one of us did. As a matter of fact, things are even worse than he reckons. Ornan got a note from the kidnappers this morning, and he's kept it to himself. It looks like he's going to shut up and pay.
I see.
He obviously doesn't realise that we're intercepting his mail. It is official, though, isn't it, sir? I mean, it's gone through proper channels and all that.
Semi-official. Oh. Still, it's all for his own good. You'd be amazed the sort of nasties people are sent through the post at a time like this.
Yes, sir. But since we are doing it for his own good, are we telling him we know what's on? After all, we are meant to be on the same side.
I know that, Eric. But sometimes it's best to keep your cards close to your chest in a case like this.
How is he? He's sick again. And that bruising's really coming out now. We ought to get him to a doctor.
Yeah, I know. But we can't take him. He'll be back with his parents soon. They'll sort something out.
Supposing he gets worse.
Oh, shut up, will you? It'll be all over tomorrow.
If I had my way, we'd just dump him outside St. Mary's Casualty and Scarpa.
And have nothing to show for it all.
You must be joking. I wish I'd never got into this. Rick's getting edgier all the time. If he goes for him again, he'll kill him.
Stop worrying. I can handle this.
You reckon? That sounds like him now. Look, don't start a row, Chaz. Keep him sweet till this is over. That bloke's a nutter.
I told you, I know how to handle him.
What's your ring? Been shopping?
Eh?
The parcel. Present, is it?
not exactly.
Bloody hell.
Hey, take that thing back where it came from. We're not doing any rabbit shooting around here.
Where'd you get it, anyway?
My uncle used to work on a farm. He never uses it now, of course. I saw it stuck up in his loft one day.
Yeah, that's exactly where you should have left it.
Look, this is insurance. What are you going to do if things go wrong and the Jacks get us?
Things aren't going to go wrong.
Not for me. Because whatever happens, I've got a passport out.
Do you know how to handle a shotgun?
Yeah, you think I'm stupid or something?
No, Rick, it's just we don't want any guns on this job.
So what are you going to do about it? Good. That's settled then. Funny, isn't it? I mean, you don't like guns, but they settle arguments ever so quick.
Oh, hello, stranger.
Hi.
Don't tell me you're back early for one.
Going out again later, I'm afraid.
Oh, I thought it was too good to be true. Well, how long have I got to make a meal in?
Best if I have a sandwich.
Okay, I'll fix it.
You know what I hate most.
Surprise me.
I'm home late, 3 nights running, and I forget the phone. You have to scrape my grub off the plate with a chisel, and now I'm home early for the first time this week, still messing up your plans, and you're nice about it. Makes me feel rotten.
That's why I do it.
I mean, if you'd only bore me out, I could stomp off down the pub and wash down my sandwich with a pint.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a drink myself if you're offering.
Trouble is,
you haven't really got time. I'll make the sandwich. How long have you been in?
About half an hour.
Oh, you could have put the kettle on, Timmy.
I was just going to. Honest, I was going to surprise you with a cup of tea. But you were earlier than I expected.
Yeah, of course.
It's on tonight.
What?
Kidnap Andover. Don't bother to wake up.
There's a late film on. I'll probably watch that anyway. One of those Hammer horrors.
Always good for a laugh.
Yeah. Is it going to go this time?
No. Hope so.
You don't seem too confident.
I thought I'd figured him out. But the setup seems different now. Maybe he's not as smart as I thought. Maybe he's just getting careless.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Shall I make up a flask?
Helps to pass the time.
Take it easy, eh, Jimmy?
Yep. And I'll wrap up warm and look after my chest. It's about time you stop worrying about me on these sort of larks.
I never will. You should know that by now. Egg or ham?
Okay, mastermind. You're going to let the rest of us in on your plan, or is it all going to come as a lovely surprise?
The big difference between my way and yours is that mine's going to work. Orner will be setting off at 11 o'clock heading north. The route I've given him goes all the way to Manchester, and he doesn't know where he's going to be met.
Do you?
After the first couple of miles, he'll be taking B roads. At that time of night, we'll know if he's being followed or not. Stu will flag him down at Castle Green Crossroads.
Okay.
Tell him to park his car on the lay-by, then take him and the money to Staplecroft on the back of the motorbike.
Don't forget to take a spare helmet. Otherwise, some keen village bobby will spoil the whole thing.
Sounds all right so far, don't it, Chaz?
If Orland's been a good boy and stayed away from the law, yeah. If not, we could have trouble. First problem, they could be tracking him electronically. With a meeting point in the middle of nowhere, our only chance would be to try and outrun them. I don't fancy that.
So, we warn him he's going to be searched. Anything not kosher, he and the boy are both dead. That way he'll be clean before he leaves the crossroads. Whatever games they've been up to, they won't be able to trace him for the last 12 miles.
We'll still have to split pretty quick. They'll have checkpoints along the route. When he doesn't show up at one of them, that gives them the area we're in.
We'll move quick enough. Once we've got the money, we've got nothing to hang about for. We divide the cash and split three ways. We'll all have an even chance.
What about the Ornhams?
Well, we leave them tied up at Staplecroft.
What?
Well, if you're feeling public-spirited, you can phone the police and tell them. Once you're good and clear, of course.
Now, if there's one word to describe good policing these days, it's teamwork.
And that's doubly true tonight.
If we work as a team, we're halfway there. But there's something else we're going to need.
Patience. We don't want to dive in until we're really sure of the situation. Now, most of you have been working on other cases. Some of you have been on leave or rest days. Compared with the kidnappers, you're fresh as daisies. And they... Just put that out, will you? The kidnappers have been with this 24 hours a day for more than a week. Remember that. They're bound to be tense and edgy. And they're as aware of you as you are of them. Now, threats have been made against this boy's life. Therefore, we have marksmen with us. We do not want to use them. If any of you get into a situation where you have the kidnappers at bay, but the boy is still in danger, report and await instructions. Going in like the 7th Cavalry can produce violent and unpredictable results. In these circumstances, we've found that gentle persuasion is the most effective method, right? Now, it may take time, but start a dialogue with the kidnappers. Listen to any demands they have to make. Stall them if necessary. Once we've got them trapped, time is on our side. Now let them see that we mean business and they'll realize violence won't mean escape. Just a longer sentence when they're caught. Now finally, history both here and in Europe has shown that you can't always rely on the full cooperation of hostages or their families. They've been going through a lot of mental stress, just like the kidnappers, and they're not to be trusted. Problems?
It's not too late to bring the police in.
I have had to back my own judgment all my life. We don't seem to have done too badly out of it.
This isn't profit and loss. It's Timmy, your son. I thought he mattered more than anything else in the world to you.
He does. That's why I've got to be there, to make sure nothing goes wrong this time.
God, you're so arrogant.
What?
Have you changed, or is it me? All the things I used to admire about you. That grim determination. Was that always just a stubborn, pig-headed belief that you know better?
Look, this is not the time to start squabbling, darling.
It's never the time when anyone questions anything you do. Oh, yes, you built your empire from nothing. By steamrolling over anyone and anything that stood in your way.
How can you be so ungrateful? I did it for you. You and Timmy.
But you never asked if that was what we wanted. You've made plans for how the business can expand when Timmy's the director. It's never occurred to you he might not want anything to do with it.
Well, I'll be offering him the opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, no one had turned that down.
You're not God. You're just a fallible human being. And this time it's a bit more important. The firm can go bankrupt. You'll build it up again from scratch with your bare hands if necessary. Yes, I know you could do it, but you can't rebuild flesh and blood. Don't you understand that? You're playing with Timmy's life.
To the police, he's just another case and another file. No one cares about Timmy as much as I do. That's why I can't bring them in until I'm sure I've got him safe. It's nearly 11 o'clock now.
I know.
It'll be for the best. You'll see.
Ornham's just left the house, sir.
Okay, Jimmy. Let's get this show on the road.
Right, sir. Inspector Vogel to all units. We're underway.
Thanks, GT. I'll take a message. Now tell whoever it is that we left 10 minutes ago.
Right, sir.
Right. Come on, Jimmy. We'll see you downstairs.
Chief Superintendent Fraser's office. Hang on a minute. Mr. Fraser.
I told you to say I was out.
Oh, no. It's your daughter, sir. Apparently your wife, sir.
I see.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Dad. I'm sorry to bother you. I just didn't know what to do for the best.
How bad is she?
Well, that's just it. I'm not sure. She was cross about you working through the night again. Then she started complaining about stomach pains. To be honest, I thought she was just playing for sympathy. We all know she's done that before. But she kept going on about them.
Has Dr. Burrows seen her?
I called him just after 9, but he was out on another case. Apparently he's on his way now.
Do you want me to come home?
It's up to you. Like I said, it might be nothing. Could you at least ring in about an hour? I could tell you then what the doctor said.
Right. Well, thanks for letting me know, Sharon. Look, I've got to go now. I really am very busy.
Okay. Speak to you again later. But don't worry, it's probably nothing.
Do you want me to take charge of things here, sir?
Sorry?
If you've got problems at home.
No, it's all right.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'll see you through. The doctor's on his way. Everything's under control.
Take it easy, will you? He looks really rough.
I can't go any slower. We're on a tight schedule.
Then you better stop for a minute and let me make him a bit more comfortable.
Well, Remy, who do you think you are? Florence Nightingale?
Look, are you going to stop this Benner, aren't you?
All right, but be quick about it.
I feel sick.
Yeah. Okay, put this behind you, like a pillow. That'll help. Take deep breaths.
Couldn't I get up and get some air?
I don't know.
I'd probably feel better if I could just walk around outside for a minute.
He doesn't feel sick. He's just putting it on.
I'm not. I feel really bad.
It stinks of petrol back here, Rick. It's enough to make anyone throw up.
Just for a couple of minutes.
I'm not that stupid, even if he is.
Eh?
Don't you see? It's just an excuse to get out, so he can draw attention to himself and get us nicked.
That's not true.
Think about it. His face has been in all the papers. If he flags down a car, we bet it.
I wouldn't do that. I just want to get some air. To stop me feeling sick.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to sit down and shut up moaning, or else I'm going to hit you again. Understood?
Yes.
Listen, Hardnut.
And you can shut up, too. This would all been over by now if you hadn't been so soft. We're doing it my way now. You want to argue about it? Right. Let's get on, then. We've lost enough time already.
Control to Tango Charlie 4.
Tango Charlie 4, go ahead, Control.
Control, 1AOK.
Tango Charlie 4, thank you, Control. Understood, out.
He's past the first checkpoint.
He must be going pretty slow, then.
He's waiting for him to make contact.
When do you reckon it'll be, sir?
Well, judging by that football ground effort, they want to be sure we're not around before they move.
They'd have to be pretty clever to spot the Jack out there tonight, sir. There's no one close to Warnham's tail, and radio contact's at a minimum.
Yeah, well, what do you think, Jimmy? Have we covered everything?
Well, I...
Control to Tango Charlie 4.
Tango Charlie 4, go ahead, Control.
Control, home base dark now.
Come to maintain watch.
Tango Charlie 4, message from Chief Superintendent Fraser, maintain watch.
Thank you, Tango Charlie 4. Your message timed at 23:09 hours.
Well, I know we're keeping radio contact to a minimum, but what was all that about?
Well, it occurred to me that Ornham's run might be just a decoy. His wife might be dealing with the kidnappers. After all, it's clear neither of them are cooperating with us, so I maintained a watch on Ornham's house. Home base. The dark means she's gone to bed now.
Well, you may not have covered everything. You're certainly learning, sir.
Thank you very much.
Evening, Mr. Ornham. You got the money?
In the briefcase.
Stick it in the carrier, then.
What about Timmy? I want to see him first.
You will in a minute, if everything's all right.
Look, Rick, we're going to have to change your plan.
You what?
We can't leave him here tied up. The boy's bringing up blood. He's really ill.
I told you, when we're safe, he can ring up and tell him where he is.
It could be too late by then.
Look, shut up, will you, and get on with your job. Get that van parked out of sight. I'll look after the kid.
Yeah, okay. Don't knock him around again.
But what do you think I am? Some sort of nutter? I'm just going to carry him upstairs, that's all.
What for?
Look, we don't want him where he can be seen. If they're trying to put one over on us, they won't move till they're sure he's safe.
I'll give you a hand in.
I can manage. You get that van out of sight. This place has been abandoned since the war. We don't want to arouse suspicion.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Come on, then. Let's get you up that ladder. Wherever you need, look.
He went through the third checkpoint, but no sign of him at the fourth.
He'd certainly have been there by now.
So we have to assume contact's been made.
Telcar says the road's clear.
Which leaves Ornham somewhere in this area.
I reckon we can narrow it down to the quarry, Britain Farm, or that abandoned airfield.
Well, I've got mobiles covering each of them. Do we let slip the dogs of war?
Approach with caution, I'd say.
Naturally.
Look, sir, we're not short of cars or manpower. Mm-hmm. You want to get over the hospital, nobody'd blame you.
Well, they said there was no immediate danger. No, I'd like to see this through first.
Okay, sir. Shall I give the word?
Yeah, right.
Tango Charlie 4 to all mobiles.
They're here.
Yeah.
Leave the talking to me, HS.
I'm not likely to argue with you while you're carrying a shooter, am I?
Glad to hear it.
In here, please.
Right.
Good evening, Mr. Ornham. He bought the money?
In the case.
You'd better check it. You're supposed to be the expert.
Okay.
Well,
give me a chance. Yeah, it looks okay. Use notes, random serial numbers.
What about that staining you were on about?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't been to the police this time. You can use that money anywhere.
That's not that we don't trust you, Mr. Orley.
It's just that we don't trust anyone. Besides, whether you've told them or not, they're likely to know when you're moving this much loot. Still, it's clean as far as I can tell.
Thanks. I've kept my side of the bargain. Now I want to see Timmy.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait your turn. Pass that cash over here.
There you are.
I bet you never thought you'd see this much money in your life.
I thought we were splitting it three ways.
Now, that'd hardly be fair, when it was me that got it for us.
Not just you.
It was my plan that worked. Now, I've got the money, and I've got the gun. I don't have to give you anything, but I'm feeling generous.
Look here. Leave it. There's no point anyway arguing with a bloke with a shotgun.
Glad you've seen sense. Now, you take Mr. Orlem up to see his son, and I'll finish dividing up by the time you get back. Don't you worry, we'll get a fair share.
Up that ladder there.
So, looks like the disused airfield's favourite. Tango 7 saw a motorcycle with pillion passenger going in. Couldn't be any legitimate use this time of night.
And Orlem's car's abandoned just down the road. It all fits.
Right, we're going in. As for the Tango 7, 9 and 10... Pass the order on DCN. No lights. Maintain radio silence unless absolutely necessary.
Right, sir.
Now, assuming they're not stuck out on one of the old runways, they'll likely be holding the boy in what used to be the control tower. We'll park the vehicles within half a mile radius. As to the east, 7 south, 9 west and 10 north. That way we've covered any escape. Now, DC's Miller and Hedges will be in the car with us, and Inspector Vogel and yourself will move in closer on foot, right?
You're taking all your marksmen in, expecting trouble.
Well, I'd have thought it was a reasonable precaution in the circumstances. If we've got time and we can confirm the kidnappers are in the building, I'll be bringing in more men to back you up.
But if it breaks before then, I use my initiative.
No heroics unless absolutely necessary, Jimmy. I don't want anyone hurt. Police, public, even villains. If in doubt, await instructions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, DC Young, we'll be leaving in 2 minutes.
Right, sir, I'm on my way.
Bastard!
Rick, for God's sake, give us a hand up there. We saw him, he's going berserk. Help us get him tied up. As soon as he saw the boy unconscious, he went for us.
Hold him! Get off him or I'll blow your head off. Don't run, Rick. Quit it or I'll blow the boy's head off.
Thanks. What have you done to him?
He's not as bad as he looks. Get him to a doctor and he'll be right as rain in no time.
He'd better be.
Look, quicker we get this over with, quicker he can get seen to. Chess, tie Mr. Orlem up.
Keep him covered, eh?
I'll go and keep a lookout downstairs. We don't want the police butting in on us, do we?
Go on in.
Hands behind your back, Mr. Orlem.
You've got your money. But if you hurt Tim, I'll make sure you don't get the chance to spend it.
Now, you're hardly in a position to make threats, now, are you, Mr. Orlem?
It's not a threat. That's a promise.
You want me to gag him?
No, not much point, really. There's no one to wear him. If he wants to let out some more hot air, that's his business.
Sir?
What? There's someone coming out. Over there. Looks like he's headed for that motorbike. You and Edges, keep me covered. I'll see if I can get there before him.
Sir? You're not obliged to say anything, but anything you do say will be taken down and used in evidence. This way. Look what I've found.
Get him to the car, shall we, sir?
Put the cuffs on him first.
There's no need for that.
You've been as good as gold so far, I grant, but things could get hectic and I'd hate to lose you.
Ah, perfect fit, sir.
How many in there? Are they armed? Strong, silent type, mate. Okay, we'll manage without you. Edges, take him to the car and search him.
Stu! Stu! The boss has taken the money.
Well, are you sure?
Of course I'm bloody sure. Wait a minute. You're in it with him.
Oh, don't be stupid.
It's obvious, isn't it? You planned it up there at the Peria.
No.
He wouldn't have the sense to think of it on his own. You were knocked about the share out, you know you were.
Maybe. But if I was going to swindle you, what would I stay here for?
You didn't think I'd work it out. You had to keep me occupied while Stu got the money away, and then you'll meet him later and divide it up.
That's rubbish. It's Stu. He's swindling both of us.
No, it's been you all along. You had to be the clever one. You had to call the tune. So you found a way that you could get the last laugh. Only it hasn't worked. I'm not as stupid as you think. I've got your number. Where are you meeting him?
I'm not.
Come on, where's the share out?
There isn't any share out, Rick. He's done both of us.
You've got 10 seconds to tell me.
Look, can't you understand?
You don't think I'll use this, do you? You don't think I've got the guts. 10, 9, 8,
you're making a mistake, Rick.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, thank God you believe me. I really thought you...
You made me do this, Chase. It's your fault.
They're shooting. Stuff radio silence. We've got to move before they kill them both. Vogel, sir, they're shooting.
We're moving in. All mobile. We're going in. This is Miller at the double.
Bloody hell. I didn't know that... You shouldn't have swindled me. It was your own fault.
Drop the gun, Sunshine.
It was his fault.
Yes.
Of course it was, Nick. Give me the gun.
He was trying to swindle me.
Where's the others?
Others?
Mr. Warren and his son.
Upstairs.
Good. Now, you're going to give me that gun, aren't you? Quiet and calm.
He didn't think I'd use it. That's why he wouldn't tell me.
Easy now.
But I'm not scared. I'm not scared of you.
You little bastard! Oh! Scum! Oh. That's what we're going to deal with. Us and the people's rubbish!
Leave him, sir!
What?
I say enough, leave him alone.
He was resisting arrest.
Yes, sir. You have restrained him now. He won't be any trouble. All that won't help Jimmy Vogel now. And it'd look bad in court.
That's quite right, young. Thank you.
That's all right, sir. Forget it, aye.
Whom may we seek for succour but of thee, O Lord, who for our sins art justly displeased? The days of man are but as grass, for he flourisheth as a flower of the field. For as soon as the wind goeth over it, it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
Good of you to come, this year.
A lot of the lads wanted to, so mark of respect.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I still blame myself, you know.
You mustn't. No good ever came of recriminations. It's over and done. We've all got to think about the future now.
Yes, well, thanks.
Life's about the living, not the dead. Dead people live on in us and through us if we let them. Not by sitting around moping, but by getting on with living and the things they'd like to have seen done.
Well. Bit of a philosopher on the quiet, aren't you, Mrs. Vogel?
I have my moments.
She's not a bad cook, too, sir. We were, Jimmy, you shouldn't be out of hospital yet, should you?
Oh, nonsense. I'll be off the crashes in a week or two.
Shows I was right about slowing up. 10 years ago, I'd have hit the floor before he fired.
A lot of things can change in 10 years.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about Mrs. Fraser, sir. Miss.
Thank you. Well, maybe it was for the best.
It's all right, Dad.
I just keep telling myself that, anyway.
We thought maybe you'd like to come over to dinner sometime, Mr. Fraser.
Oh.
Well, I mean, with your daughter going back to college, you must be on your own quite a bit.
Yes, it's... thank you. It was very kind of you, but, you know, I does keep myself pretty busy, so I'm pretty...
Policeman's lot.
Something like that.
In Background by Bill Lyons, the part of Detective Chief Superintendent Fraser was played by Nigel Hawthorne, and Detective Inspector Jimmy Vogel by Douglas Livingstone. Mo, Diana Bishop. Mrs. Fraser, Lilius Walker. Sharon, Alexandra Matthey. D.C. Young, Steve Hodson. Inspector Gardner, Ronald Baddeley. Mr. Ornham, Michael McStay. Mrs. Ornham, Miranda Forbes. Timothy, Rusty Livingstone. Chaz, Simon Hewitt. Rick, Michael Deeks. Stu, Patrick Field. Andy, Leroy Samuels. Dave and the Vicar, Alex Jennings. The play was directed by...